This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, across the border from El Paso, Texas, Mexican drug cartels wage war with each other in Juarez. Now the U.S. State Department issues a travel warning for Americans going to Mexico.
But first, guns won't be drawn, but they will likely be a topic at tonight's Democratic presidential debate in Philadelphia. Barack Obama will probably have to defend his recent comments that some people cling to their guns because they are bitter about their economic prospects. The Pennsylvania primary is next Tuesday, and there are new polls out today showing the gap between Obama and Hillary Clinton is shrinking. One of the polls comes from Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Terry Madonna directs that poll. And he's here now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Madeline. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Well, what's the headline from your poll?
Well, the headline is that Obama is within striking range. The fundamental question is whether this race is stabilized as it did in Ohio and Texas, which now seems like a century ago, and whether Senator Clinton can put herself over the top this weekend as she has done in some past primaries. That's the central question.
Now, you have her up, what, 46 to 40%?
6 percentage points.
Right. Is that within the margin of error?
No, it's outside of the margin of error. And there have been several other polls released within the past day or so, and they all have 6. We have 6. Another one has 5. You know, 5, 6, 7 percentage point range, that's Senator Clinton's lead as we speak.
And you have an 8% undecided.
Yeah, the undecided voters really have to be considered in two ways. You have a group of undecided voters who genuinely haven't made up their mind, and then you have what we call the leaners. These are voters who say, well, I'm really not sure. I'm leaning for one candidate or the other, but I could still change my mind. And I think there's still some volatility left, as we have seen in other states. I mean, one of the reasons that the pre-election polls have been, in some sense, off the mark is that it's hard to know exactly who will vote.
Does your poll take into consideration the effects of Obama's bitter comment and whether it had any effect at all on voters?
Yeah, that's called Bittergate, as you know. We were in the field, as were some of these other polls, and it doesn't seem to have had an effect. Now, it may take a few more days to percolate through the electorate here, and Senator Clinton does have a commercial using it. Barack Obama has responded with a negative commercial of his own attacking Senator Clinton on this issue. So the issue of Bittergate is joined at the moment within the Pennsylvania electorate.
They're both fighting over that 8% of undecideds. So
that's right. Undecideds, those who might change their mind. In the final analysis, given the fluidity and the volatility that's still left in the race, it could be, you know, as high as 15% of the Democrats that are still up for grabs. But in the end, there's regional support that's pretty important. He's doing well in Philadelphia and the suburbs around that big city. She's doing well in the western part of the state. So here's the question. What would the turnout be in either of those regions of the state?
You know, what's interesting I found in your poll was the even, dead even split between Clinton and Obama for the male vote, 41 to 41%.
Yeah, he's been doing better among male voters, and this is pretty typical in the polls that we have seen now over the last couple of weeks. She wins the women voters, although I will tell you, between our March and April poll, she is still winning female voters, but he picked up 12 percentage points among women voters. She has a 49 to 39 10-point edge. But male voters about even. He has done better with male voters. Now, about 10-12% of the Democratic voters on Election Day will be African-American, and they will overwhelmingly be for him. So male African-American voters will help skew that a little bit in his favor.
So the big issues that we'll see tonight at the debate, they're going to be talking about economy.
That's certainly going to dominate. We'll have to see what questions they get asked, of course. And I think we're going to get some questions on guns and gun control. I think Bittergate will be on the table. And for Senator Clinton, she has to decide whether she's going to be presidential or be a little more on the attack. She's got to do something to shake up this environment, to stop his surge in the state, and as well look ahead to North Carolina and Indiana and these other states.
Terry Madonna, pollster and professor of public affairs at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.